back to back, but we didn't make it too bad, did we?
然后很大的雨，然后路上也遇到一起交通事故，所以但是不管怎么样，我还是准时的来到了这里。
I want to speak to you this afternoon on when life is one big why.
我今天下午想跟大家谈论的一个主题是，当人生是一个大大的为什么。
Did you ever wonder why you can tell a man that there's 4 billion stars up there in the sky and he'll believe you? But then you tell him that bench over there has wet paint on it and he has to go touch it.
大家有没有产生过这样的疑问，说当你告诉人们天上有4000亿颗星星的时候，他会相信，但是当你告诉他有个长椅刚刚刷完漆，他会伸手去摸，为什么呢？
And did you ever wonder why they call a hamburger a hamburger when it's made of beef?
当一个汉堡里面是牛肉做的，不是火腿做的，为什么美国人称之为汉堡包？
And why do we put suits in garment bags, and we put garments in suitcases?
为什么我们把西装放在西装的防尘套里，却把衣服放在手提箱里？
And when two airplanes almost collide, why do we call it a near miss? Sounds to me like it's a near hit.
当两架飞机几乎撞上了，为什么我们称之为几乎错过？但实际上，他们差一点撞上。
And why do we drive on a parkway and we park in a driveway?
为什么我们在一个停车道上开车，但是我们在一个行车道上停车？
And why are they called apartments when they're stuck together?
为什么我们叫这些连在一起的这些房间叫做分开的公寓？刚刚所讲的所有的都是跟英文它这个单词本身有关系，就是有点不太直接。
On a more serious note, have you ever wondered why good people suffer?
还有个更严峻的问题，很多人都会问的，为什么好人要受苦难？
And did you ever wonder why the world is so out of control when God is in control?
你们有没有这样的疑问？如果神在掌权，为什么这个世界处处好像失控了一样？
We live in a world of why.
我们身处在一个充满为什么的世界。
And so how are we supposed to live in this world?
那在这样的一个世界当中，我们应当如何生活呢？
How are we supposed to live in a world when there seemingly is no satisfactory answers to our question of why?
在这样的一个世界当中，很多的问题都没有一个完美的答案。在这样的世界，我们应当如何来生活？
How do we handle all the unanswered questions?
面对这些无解之题，我们应该如何来面对呢？
Well, Psalm 24 has some answers for us, and that's what I want us to look at today.
诗篇24篇对这些问题有一些答案，所以为什么今天我想跟大家去聊聊诗篇24篇。
And verse 1 begins like this. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all its people belong to him.
诗篇24篇第一节我们刚刚都读过，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的都属耶和华。
And so when life is one big why, you need to acknowledge that Jesus is the king.
当人生是一个大大的为什么的时候，我们首先要做的就是要承认耶稣是王。
Affirm that Jesus is in charge.
要确信耶稣在一切当中掌权。
Recognize that Jesus owns it all.
承认耶稣拥有这一切。
Know that the earth is the Lord's.
确信这个世上的一切都属于神。
This psalm is actually a trilogy of psalms which presents the Lord as our shepherd, all of which the New Testament applies to Jesus.
我们今天要读的诗篇24篇，它是一个三部曲当中的一部分。这三部曲当中的每一个诗篇呢，都有个共同的地方，他们都描绘了，都指向这样一个大牧人的一个概念。 大牧人在新约当中呢，就是指耶稣。
For example, Psalm 22 pictures the good shepherd dying for the sheep.
那诗篇二十二篇给我们呈现的一个图画就是大牧人为羊舍命。
And Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 11, I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep.
在新约约翰福音十章十一节当中，耶稣曾经说过，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
And Psalm 23 describes the great shepherd caring for his sheep.
诗篇二十三篇描绘的图像是一个好牧人，他关心群羊。
And Hebrews 13:20 says Jesus is described as the great shepherd of the sheep.
希伯来书十三章二十节，耶稣被比喻为群羊的大牧人。
And then Psalm 24, the psalm we're going to look at today, presents the chief shepherd of the sheep.
今天我们要看的诗篇二十四篇，它所描绘的就是这样一个大牧人要为羊群再来。
And 1 Peter 5:4 says when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
彼得前书五章四节讲到，到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Now I don't know about you, but I take great comfort in the fact that the one who died for me, and the one who cares for me, and the one who's going to come again for me and receive me for all eternity is the one who's in charge of my life.
我不知道大家怎么想，但是我当我意识到下面这个事实的时候，我得了很大的安慰，就是那一位为我而死的，那一位关心我的需要的，那一位会为我再来的，就是那一位他正在掌权我人生的每一个细节的。
And this is Jesus. He's our shepherd king.
他就是耶稣，耶稣是我们的大牧人。
And so I might not understand all the whys of what Jesus is doing.
我可能不明白耶稣现在在做的每一件事，每一个细节。
But because he's my shepherd king, I can trust him that he is working all things together for good for me and for his glory.
因为我确信他是我的好牧人，所以我相信他，虽然我不明白那些细节，不知道他正在做什么，但是我能知道他一定是为了我的好处，为了他的荣耀，他正在做工，使得万事互相效力，为了我的益处。
And that's because he's the king over the whole earth.
因为他是万王之王。
In his book, God in a Brothel, investigator Daniel Walker recounts his attempts to rescue women and children from sex trafficking.
Daniel Walker, 他是一个调查员，在他的书里面这本书叫做《神在妓院里》，他描述了他接受了一项任务，试图想要去拯救在这样的一个性贩运的活动当中，这样的他想去拯救那些妇女和儿童。
A brothel is a house of prostitution.
大家都知道，妓院是一个充满妓女的一个场所。
An investigator Walker describes how he overcame his initial fears of going into such a place by reminding himself of the deep sovereign rule of God, even in such a despicable place as a brothel.
Daniel Walker 在书中曾经写到，当他接到这项任务的时候，他非常的害怕。但是当他真的去的时候，他因为根植于他内心当中的神掌权，神在每一处掌权这个事实，让他这样的原来的一个惧怕，其实在这样一个黑暗邪恶的地方就慢慢的消失了。
He wrote, I was conducting investigations into sex trafficking, and being inside a brothel left me vulnerable and afraid.
他在书中写到，我正在进行一项对性贩运的这样的一个调查活动，然后在其中我非常的害怕。
I was afraid of my own sinful nature.
在其中我感觉非常的软弱。我很害怕自己这样的一个天生的罪性。
I was afraid of perpetrators and corrupt officials who were profiting from organized crime.
我害怕那些从这样一个有组织的犯罪活动当中盈利的那些犯罪的人和那些腐败的官员。
I was afraid of going into what I perceived as enemy territory.
我很害怕走进这样一个我认为是一个敌方阵营的一个地方。
But as Walker prayed, God changed his perspective.
但是当沃克他来祷告的时候，神就慢慢的改变了他的视角。
He said, "A still small voice reminded me of 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, where it says, 'Greater is he that is in you, speaking of Jesus, than he that is in the world, speaking of Satan.'"
沃克说到，一个安静的、平静的一个声音，让他想到了约翰一书四章四节，那里写道。那在你里面的，就是指耶稣，比那在世界上的更大。
And the words of an old hymn came to mind. He said, "This is my Father's world."
同时，一句古老的诗歌当中的歌词也在我的脑海里显现。那首诗歌叫《这是天父世界》。
And so he said, "I saw the brothel I was standing in." Was as much as God's as any beautiful mountain or cathedral.And that God had no way surrendered it to anyone.
他在书中写道，我看到我现在所身处的这个妓院和任何美丽的高山或大教堂一样，都在神的手里，神没有甩手把它扔给任何人。
He said, I knew that God was in that brothel, suffering with the victims, witnessing their defilement night after night, and sharing in their tears.
他在书中写道，我知道神正在这个妓院里，神跟每一个受害者一起遭受苦难，神看到他们夜复一夜的被奸污，神跟他们一起流泪。
And so any uncertainty that I felt, he said, about walking in such a dark and evil place, I knew that God was there, and I was going there for justice and not for pleasure.
所以，当 Daniel 真的在进行越深入进行这样的一个调查活动的时候，他一开始心中的那种惧怕渐渐的消失，因为他意识到他参加这样神将这个任务给他是为了正义，不是为了他的欢愉。
And although it wasn't in an audible sense, Walker said, "I nevertheless heard God's command and His call."That I was to go boldly in his name into such a place to rescue the oppressed and to defend the orphans and to plead for the widows.
虽然沃克他没有在好像物质层面听到真正的那种声音，但是他好像听见神的命令，听见神的呼召，让他勇敢，让他奉耶稣的名勇敢去这些地方。解救受欺压的，为孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。
Jesus said in Matthew 28, "All authority in heaven and in earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations."
耶稣在马太福音二十八章十八到十九节说道：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以去，使万民做我的门徒。”
Make disciples, Jesus said, of all people groups, even in those dark and evil places, because Jesus has authority, even in those places.
耶稣说，培养造就门徒，不管是在世界的任何一个角落，即使在世界那最黑暗、最邪恶的地方，因为耶稣即使在那些地方也在掌权。
Now, as King, Jesus likewise calls us, commands us.That we are to serve him wherever we can, however we can, making disciples, making followers, influencing them in our little corner of the world.
耶稣给我们一项大使命，让我们在我们所身处的环境，在我们可以有能力做的时候，就尽量的去，不管是得时不得时，去培养造就门徒，在我们所身处的那个世界的一个小小的角落，能够去影响这个世界。能够成为光，成为盐。
Jesus is the king.
耶稣是王。
Verse 2 goes on to say, "For he laid the earth's foundations on the seas, and he built it on the ocean depths."
在诗篇二十四篇第二节说到， 因他把地建立在海上，安定在大水之上。
Now God founded and created everything, and the amazing thing is that he founded and established the earth on the water.
神创造了一切，最奇妙的事情，他将这地的根基，将这一切建立在水上，大水之上。
The sea was a scary place for God's people in Bible days.
在旧约的时代，对于神的选民来说，海洋是一个很可怕的一个地方。
The nation of Israel in those days had no merchant ships or navy.
在那个时代，以色列民族犹太人他们没有船，没有海军。
Jonah called the sea Sheol, which means the place of the dead.
约拿曾经叫海洋叫做一个希伯来词叫 Sheol， 它的意思就是说死亡之地。
And the sea is an unpredictable and dangerous place.
海洋是一个无法预测的非常危险的一个地方。
And yet that's the very place that Jesus founded and established the earth.
而耶稣就是在这样的地方建立了地的根基。
When the ship Titanic was launched, 16 skilled mechanics, all from the city of Belfast, Ireland, were on her maiden voyage.
当这个巨轮泰坦尼克号它首次出航的时候，有16个非常有经验的资深的机械师，全部都来自于爱尔兰一个城市叫贝尔法斯福斯特，他们都在这艘巨轮的它的首航。
The city of Belfast was proud of these men because they had a part in building what was then called the unsinkable ship.
这个城市，爱尔兰的这个城市贝尔福斯特，为他们这所有的16个技师非常的自豪，因为他们都参与了这个永不沉没之船的建设。
But then came the news that the Titanic had sunk, and all 16 of these mechanics had gone down with her.
然后就传来了消息说泰坦尼克号沉没了。然后所有的这16个机械师都跟着他一起沉入海底。
The city was overcome with grief.
整个城市，爱尔兰这个城市都充满了悲哀、悲伤。
Grown men would meet each other in the street and they would burst into tears and then just walk away without saying a word.
成年男子会在街上相遇，然后情不自禁的流泪，然后就一言不发的走开。
An American preacher was in Belfast that week, and he was scheduled to preach in a church that Sunday.
当时就在那一个星期，在贝尔福斯特那个城市，有一个美国的传道人要在那里被安排了要讲道。
All 16 mechanics that participated in the building of the ship were members of this church.
那16个技师全部来自于这个教会。
And so it was packed with the newly widows, the orphan children, dignitaries, and people from all over the area.
所以那个周日这个教会这个教堂充满了人，有刚刚成为寡妇的，他们是那16个机械师的太太，有刚刚成为孤儿的，还有一些贵族贵宾，还有这个城市的各方各族的人。
The preacher titled his message The unsinkable ship, but he wasn't talking about the Titanic.
这个传道人给当天的信息起的标题叫永不沉没的船，但显然他不是指泰坦尼克号。
He was talking about a frail little boat on the Sea of Galilee, unsinkable because Jesus was in it, asleep on a pillow, but very much in charge.
他其中所说的这个永不沉没的船，其实是新约当中所提到的那艘非常脆弱的一个小船。但是之所以永不沉没，是因为耶稣在那艘船上，而且睡着了。虽然睡着了，但是他也在掌管一切。
Jesus established the earth in a scary and unpredictable place.
耶稣在这样一个非常恐怖的、非常一个无可预测的地方建立了地的根基。
And so when your world is scary and unpredictable, and you feel like you're in a storm, recognize Jesus is there. And he's in control.
当你的人生当中遇到一些非常可怕的时候，非常担心的时候，非常不可预测的时候，你要来先来承认耶稣和你同在，耶稣正在掌权一切。
When life is one big why, you need to acknowledge that Jesus is your King.
当人生是一个大大的为什么的时候，首先要承认耶稣是王。
He knows what to do.
他知道他需要做什么。
He knows how to calm the scary and unpredictable.
他知道如何来平静，来安慰你心中的那些担忧，那些惧怕。
It's his world, and he's in charge.
这是天父世界，这是主耶稣的世界，所以他正在一切当中掌权。
And then second, when life is one big why, we need to worship Jesus with integrity.
当人生是一个大大的为什么的时候，我们第二个可以做的事情是用真心灵和诚实来敬拜耶稣。
You need to praise Jesus with every fiber of your being, even if you don't feel like it.
即使你再不喜欢，你也应该用你全身每一个细胞都来敬拜耶稣。
Celebrate the rule of Jesus in your life.
有些
That's all right. Verse 3, ask some questions. First one, who may climb the mountains of the Lord?
诗篇24篇第三节说，谁能登耶和华的山？
Now that's Mount Zion, where the tabernacle was, the place of worship. People gathered to worship the Lord.
那是西安山上的会幕。
And then it asks, who can climb, or stand in its holy place?
谁能站在他的圣所？
Now that's where God's presence was, the Holy of Holies.
那是神所在的地方，是至圣所。
In other words, he's asking in this verse, who can stand in God's presence and worship him?
换句话说，神正在问谁能站立在他面前站立得住，谁能来在他面前敬拜他。
And the answer is found in verse 4. Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and do not tell lies.
第四节就提供了答案，就是守节心清，不向虚妄歧视，不怀诡诈的人。
In other words, God wants those who worship Him to worship Him with absolute integrity.
所以神希望那些来敬拜他的人要绝对的真诚。
He doesn't want any hypocrites.
他不需要任何的假冒伪善的人。
He only wants those with clean hands.
他需要的是那些手清洁的人。
That is those whose actions are right.
那守节的意思就是说，这些人的行为是好的。
And those with pure hearts,
那些心清的人,
those whose attitudes are right,
他们的态度对神的态度是对的。
But who is that kind of worshiper?
那谁能在神面前站立得住并敬拜他呢?
David, who wrote this psalm, certainly did not have clean hands and a pure heart.
写下这些诗篇的大卫显然他没有守节心清。
One day he lusted after a woman who was taking a bath on the rooftop below his palace.
有一天他在他的这个王宫的天台上走的时候，看见一个女人正在沐浴，然后他就起了这样的一个淫念。
And he brought her to the palace, committed adultery, and got her pregnant.
然后他把这个女人接入宫中，与她行淫，然后让她怀孕。
And then he had her husband killed in battle.In order to cover up his immoral act.
然后他想方设法的让这个女人的老公在战场上战死，以来掩盖他的这些不道德的行为。
But lest we judge him too quickly, we have to ask, are we worthy to stand in the presence of God? Am I worthy?
在我们来真的是论断大卫的之前，我们也来想一想自己是不是配站立在神的面前。
And as we search our own hearts as well as all of human history,
当我们来省察自己的心的时候，在整个人类历史上试图去寻找这样一个义人的时候，
to see if anyone is worthy, we find no one is worthy to stand in God's presence.
我们想要去寻找这样一个配站在神面前的人，结果一个都没有。
I'm reminded of a scene in Revelation chapter 5 where God is holding a scroll. And an angel yells out, Who is worthy to open the scroll and to break the seals?
这个景象让我想到了启示录当中第五章所展现的一个图画，就是当神手里握着一个在他的宝座上，在天上，在他的宝座上手里握着这样一个书卷的时候，天使问了一个问题，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？
And there's a great sadness because no one is worthy to open it.
在天堂里非常的悲哀，没有一个人能够配得。
And then Jesus stepped forward.
然后耶稣上前。
And all of heaven joyfully responded, You are worthy to take the scroll and to break its seals and opened it. For you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people from every tribe and language and people and nation.
然后整个天堂开始充满了欢喜快乐，因为他们知道耶稣配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为耶稣曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
The only one worthy to come into God's presence is Jesus because he's the only one without sin.
那唯一配来到神的面前，在神面前站立得住的就是耶稣，因为他是完全的人，来到世上的时候完全的无罪。
And he's the only one who died for sinners all over the world.
他这样一个无罪的，为我们有罪的人死在十字架上。
And so if we want to come into God's presence, we have to come through Jesus.
所以如果我们任何一个人想要进入神的同在，我们必须通过，必须借着耶稣来到神的面前。
Admit your sinfulness before a holy God.
在圣洁的神面前承认你的罪性。
Ask Jesus to deliver you from your sin.
恳求耶稣将你从你的罪里面拯救出来。
And then in his name and only in his name can we stand honestly and openly before God to worship him.
然后奉耶稣的名，唯有靠奉耶稣的名能够真诚敞开地站在神面前来敬拜他。
Phil Calloway responded to a letter from a frightened soon-to-be father recalling the birth of his firstborn son.
菲尔·卡勒洛在给一个即将成为父亲的一个人，一个战战兢兢有点害怕的这样一个新爸爸，他的一封信当中，他回信的时候想到了自己当时将要做爸爸的时候。
It was May 31st, 1986, when he found himself face to face with his own little boy.
那是1986年5月31号，当他发现自己跟他的小王子面对面的时候。
He writes, sure he was a little wrinkly, but who could blame him?
然后他写到说，当然这个小男孩，这个小王子有点脸上有点皱皱的。
I held him close.
但是谁能责怪这一点呢？然
后他 I touched his tiny fingers and each of his 10 toes.
然后我就把他抱得更近一点，然后我去触摸他那些小小的手指，来数他的，还数他的脚趾头。
I looked into his eyes.
然后我看着他的眼睛。
They were blue, just like mine, he said.
眼睛是蓝色的，和我的一样。
And then the most amazing thing happened, he continued, a revival.
然后一个很奇妙的事情发生了，然后他用的词叫做一个复兴。
As I looked into those blue eyes, it was as if I heard these words, Calloway, for the first 25 years of your life, you've been a hypocrite.
然后当我深深地看向他的那个蓝蓝的眼睛的时候，我好像听到了一些声音对我说，卡洛威，在你人生的前25年当中，你都是一个假冒伪善的人。
You've been close to the church, but you've been far from God.
你可能常常去教会，但你离神很远。
And you're holding in your arms the one person you'll never be able to hide it from.
你怀里抱着一个真实的人，你真实的属灵光景如何？你和神之间的关系如何？你永远无法向你这个小孩来隐藏。
And if you think this little guy won't see it, you're naive.
如果你想这个孩子这么小，肯定不会看见的，看不出来，不会发现这个真实的情况，那你就太天真了。
That night, he said, for the first time in my life, I bowed my head and I said, Dear God, I'm sorry.
那一晚，人生第一次， 他低下头跪在地上向神祷告说亲爱的神
Make me real
求你帮我真实地活在你的面前
I want this precious little boy to hunger and to thirst after righteousness
我想让我的宝贝儿子能饥渴慕义
And if he won't learn it from me he already has two strikes against him
如果他无法从我身上学到饥渴慕义那他将来的属灵的境况形势就很严峻了就很不乐观了
Phil said I meant every word of that prayer
Phil 他说了每一个在书中写到在这个信当中写到他祷告的每一字每一句
It's been slow going he said but I believe God heard that prayer
他说虽然整个过程他重新来到神的面前真实地活在神的面前这样一个过程很慢但是他相信神听到了他的真实的祷告
He said 5 years later that same little boy looked up at me one day and he said Daddy I want to be just like you
那样一个祷告五年之后在祷告五年之后他的小男孩他的儿子有一天想对着他说爸爸我想像你一样
Phil closed his letter to that soon to be father with these words He said, I don't have all the child-rearing answers for you.
菲尔在回信当中写道，我可能没有对抚养孩子成长过程中所有问题的所有的答案。
But he said, I do know this. If you want your child to love God, you need to love him first.
但是我所知道的是，如果你想让你的孩子爱神，你自己得先要爱神。
And if you want your son to obey God, then you're going to have to be obedient to that still small voice of God.
如果你想要你的孩子顺服的话，你自己得先要学会顺服从神而来的那平稳的、安静的、微小的声音。
And he said, if you want your life to change for good, have children.
如果你想要你的生命变得更好，就养育孩子吧。
Because children reveal your hypocrisy all the time. You can't fool your children.
然后常常会提醒你自己，你的假冒伪善，你没有办法欺骗你的孩子。
And neither can you fool God.
然后，而且你也没有办法愚弄神。
Do you, like Phil Calloway, find yourself at times close to the church, but far from God?
你们对菲尔·卡洛威曾经提到的他所说的你可能常常去教会离教会很近但是你离神很远有什么感受呢
Then stop faking it and pray a prayer like Phil prayed.
如果这句话能搅动你的内心让你的心不舒服的话那你就来到神的面前祷告吧。
Bow your head and ask God to make you real.
那你就来到神的面前跪在神的面前向神祷告。
Ask God to change you from the inside out so that you can honestly worship Him.
求神帮你真实地活在神的面前，求神把你从里到外的改变，使你能够真实地赞美神。
Ask God to give you a genuine heart of appreciation and praise for Him for all that He's done and all that He's doing.
求神给你一颗真诚感恩的心，能够为神。和神在你的生命当中所做的一切已经做的和将要做的献上感恩
Because this is the kind of worshiper that God wants and this is the kind of worshiper that God rewards
因为这是神所期待的所希望的这样的一个真诚的一个敬拜一个祷告这样的一个与神与人之间的关系
Verse 5 They will receive blessing and righteousness from the God of salvation
诗篇二十四篇第五节说到，他们必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他们的神使他们称义。
God blesses honest worshippers with His righteousness.
神用他是从神而来的义来祝福那些真诚来敬拜他的人。
As you come to the Lord, admitting your desperate need for Him, admitting that you need Him, He declares you righteous.
当你来到神的面前向他祷告的时候当你有这样一颗真诚的心的时候神必将用他的义来洁净你来祝福你
And it begins a process that will make you righteous before him
这样的一个祷告会开启这样一个成圣的过程
2 Corinthians 5:21 says this, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right, so that we could be made righteous with God through Christ."
哥林多后书五章二十一节说到，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
You know, a lot of people leave church in poorer condition than when they came.
你们知道吗？当主日结束的时候，人们离开教堂的时候，有些人比来之前情况更糟。
They leave bored and tired.
他们离开的时候带着无聊和疲惫。
They leave disinterested and hardened to the word of God.
他们离开的时候对神的话语漠不关心，对神的话语也心非常的刚硬。
They leave empty because they came full of other things.
他们离开的时候心里空空的，因为当他们来的时候，他们被世上很多的事情所占满了。
They came with the wrong attitude.
他们来的时候心态不对。
They came without integrity.
他们来的时候没有这样一个真诚的心，没有一个谦卑，没有一个真诚来遇见神的这样一个心。
And I believe that's why they have a lot of whys in their life. Why this? Why that?
所以这就是为什么在他们生命生活当中，他们有很多的为什么。
They're not worshiping God with integrity.
他们并没有用心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
They're not growing in righteousness.
他们没有在义当中。一天一天的成长。
They're not making the right choices and decisions.
他们在做选择的时候没有做合神心意的决定。
On the other hand, there are people who leave the church blessed.
相比较而言，另外有一些人，他们当他们离开教会的时候，他们带着满满的祝福。
They leave rejoicing and a little better off and a little more righteous.
他们离开的时候以得到神为乐，比来的时候好一点，多一些义。
They leave full because they came empty and hungry for God.
他们离开的时候，属灵上被喂得饱饱的，因为来的时候空空的，并且渴慕神。
They came with the right attitude.
他们来的时候带着正确的态度，要来遇见神。
And so, how did you come this afternoon?
那今天下午当你们来的时候，你们是怀着什么样的心态
来的？Did you come wanting to meet God?
你们来的时候是不是怀着一颗心要来遇见神呢？
Or did you come just wanting to get it over with?
还是你们来只是一个宗教仪式，就是来习惯。
If you came hungry, then you're the right kind of worshiper.
如果你来的时候饥渴慕义、渴慕神，那你来对了。
Verse 6 of our passage says, "Such people seek you; they seek your face and worship in your presence, O God."
诗篇二十四篇第六节说到，这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求你面的雅各。
When we come seeking the face of God because we're desperate for Him.Then we are true worshipers, and we're going to leave full.
当我们来敬拜神的时候，寻求神的面的时候，我们自己承认我们是这样一个在一个绝望的处境，无可救药的，时时刻刻的需要神的时候，那我们就是一个对的一个敬拜的一个状态。
Some years ago, Paramount Pictures produced a film called Leap of Faith.Which told the story of Jonas Nightingale.
很多年前，帕拉蒙映像这个公司做了一部制作了一部电影叫《星星的飞跃》，它其中讲一个主角叫约纳斯。
Jonas was one of those fast-talking preachers who traveled the country making money by deceiving people, making them believe that there's a miracle when there was no miracle.
这个约拿斯这个人，他说话很快，他在全国好像巡回一样，在各地的传道讲道，赚这个快钱。但他其实是用一些舞台上的一个看起来的一个奇迹来欺骗观众。
The only problem that was one that one day a crippled teenage boy by the name of Boyd actually got healed at one of his rallies.
但是 其中有一件很奇怪的事是有一天有一个瘸腿的一个小男孩叫伯恩，他在他的这些传道当中，这样一个像舞台秀一样的一个传道当中，他确确实实的被医治好。
And later Boyd was so happy he approached Jonas and asked him if he could travel with him.
伯恩被医好之后非常的兴奋，非常的高兴，所以他走向这个约拿斯，问他可不可以跟他一起到全国各处去。
And Jonas replied, "You're a little bit too old to run away with the circus, aren't you, kid?"
然后约拿斯就对他说，小孩，你是不是太老了一点，然后想要跟着马戏团到处巡演。
And the boy responded, "It's not that. You made me walk again. A lot of people tried to do that, but they couldn't."
伯恩说，不是那样的，我其实这个瘸腿有很多人想要医治我，都没有做成，但是你做成了。
Hold it, kid, Jonas retorted. I had nothing to do with your walking.
然后约拿斯就回答到说，等一等，小孩，说我跟你的这个被医好，现在能走一点关系都没有。
Sure you did, Boyd said. Everybody saw it.
然后伯恩说，当然你做了，是因为你的原因，每个人都看到了。
Look, Jonas admitted, I run a show here.
然后约拿斯向他承认说，等一等，你知道吗？其实我只是在这里，好像一场巡回演出，一堂舞台秀一样。
It's a lot of smoke and noise, and it's strictly for suckers.
舞台上有很多的烟，有很多的噪音。
I've been pulling one kind of scheme or another ever since I was your age.
我其实，自从你这个年纪开始，我已经做了很多的一些，
And if there's one thing, I can spot the genuine from the fake.
如果有一件事我知道的是，大概是我能够怎么样分别真的和假的。
Because that's what you got to watch out for.
那是因为你需要学会的，需要学会去辨别的。
Not the cops or the police.
不是警察。
You can always get around them.
你可以总可以避开警察。
But one thing you can never get around is the genuine.
所以，你真正没有办法避开的是真实的面对自己。
And you, kid, are the genuine.
他说，小孩，你其实是一个真诚的人，真实面对自己的人。
So Boyd asked him, "Are you saying you're fake?"
所以伯恩就问他，直接问他说，你是不是说你自己是一个假冒伪善的人？
Yes, Jonas replied, "I'm a fake."
所以，约拿回答，我是个冒牌货。
What difference does it make if you get the job done? Boyd asked.
然后伯恩问道，如果你把这个事情做成了，是真是假有什么关系呢？
And Jonas leaned forward and said solemnly, "Kid, it makes all the difference in the world."
约拿斯对他说，这个真还是假，在世界当中会造成很大很大的影响。
Your worship of God, genuine worship of God, makes all the difference in the world.
当你来真诚地敬拜神的时候，你将会对世界做出改变。
Because people know, and you know, and more importantly, God knows the true from the fake.
因为，不光你知道，世界上人都知道，最重要的是神知道。你到底在他面前是真是假？
And so don't fake your worship to God.
所以不要企图愚弄神，说你在敬拜他，如果你不是这样的心态。
Instead, ask him to make you genuine, because it makes all the difference in the world.
恳求神，帮助你能够真实的活在神的面前，能够真实的敬拜他。
When life is one big why, number one, you need to acknowledge that Jesus is your king.
当人生是一个大大的为什么的时候，首要的是要承认耶稣是王。
Number two, you need to worship Jesus with integrity.
第二点是说你要用心灵和诚实来敬拜耶稣。
And then number three, you need to welcome Jesus with honor.
第三点我们可以做的是欢迎荣耀的耶稣。
The background of this psalm is actually 2 Samuel chapter 6 where David wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem.
在撒母耳记下第六章记载了这样一个事情，当时大卫想要把约柜运回以色列。
And so he loaded the Ark of the Covenant on an ox cart, and he employed some men to accompany it, but they never made it to Jerusalem.
所以他当时雇了两个人用牛车把约柜想要运回去，但是结果，那两个人没有做到。
On the way, the oxen stumbled. The ark began to topple. A man reached out to keep it from falling out of the cart, and God struck him dead.
到了当时这个故事在撒母耳记下六章记载到了拿根的禾场，因为牛失前蹄，乌撒就伸手去扶住神的约柜，神耶和华向乌撒 发怒，因这错误击杀他，他就死在神的面前。
Now the Ark of the Covenant represented the very presence of God.
这个神的约柜呢，代表了神荣耀的同在。
And you don't trust, and you don't treat God that way.
你没有按照神应该有的荣耀那样去对待他。
You don't treat God like a bale of hay on an ox cart.
你其实不应该用牛车去运神的这样一个约柜，是对神大大的不敬。
So the Ark of the Covenant stayed in a nearby home, the home of Obed-Edom's house.
所以当时这个约柜没有成功的运回以色列，它被暂时放在一个人叫俄别以东的家。
And during that time, Obed-Edom experienced tremendous blessing.
当时俄别以东和他的全家因为约柜在他家得到了很大很大的祝福。
Everything he touched just flourished and was blessed of God because God was there.
他触摸的每一样东西都极大的丰富，都有很多的祝福在里面。
And David got wind of this, and he determined he was going to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem.
所以大卫最后决定还是要把约柜从俄别以东家运回耶路撒冷。
Only this time he consulted the Word of God, the Bible, and he did it right.
然后这一次大卫向神祷告，所以他这一次做对了。
Four priests carried it on two gold-plated poles.
四个牧师扛着这个约柜。
And David sacrificed a bull and a calf after the first six steps.
大卫在这个其中做了一些献祭的活动。
And he danced before the Lord and the ark all the way into Jerusalem.
并且当迎接约柜回圣城耶路撒冷的时候，大卫非常高兴的，非常真诚的在神的约柜面前跳舞。
As they approached the gate, somebody called out in verse 7, Open up, ancient gates, open up, ancient doors, and let the King of Glory in.
在诗篇二十四篇第七节说到，众臣们呐，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要被举起，那荣耀的王将要进来。
The gatekeeper replied in verse 8, Who is this King of Glory?
那守门的人，好像守门的人在第八节问道，这个荣耀的王是谁呢？
And the people shouted, The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle.
所以在诗篇第二十四篇第九节说到，荣耀的王就是有力有能的耶和华，就是在战场上有能的耶和华。
Once again, they cried out in verse 9, Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of Glory in.
在第九节再一次有这样的呼唤，众臣们呐，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要把头抬起，那荣耀的王将要进来。
Who is this King of Glory? The gatekeeper asked.
守门人再一次问道，荣耀的王是谁呢？
The Lord of hosts, the people replied. The King, he is the King of Glory.
万军之耶和华，他是荣耀的王。
Now clearly these people were proud of their king.
显然这些人是非常以他们的王而自豪的。
And they welcomed him.
他们慎重地欢迎他。
And they honored him.
他们尊崇他。
Just like they would do 1,000 years from then.
就像他们一千年后要做的事情。
At that time, just outside the city, Jesus mounted a donkey.
在那个棕榈主日人们欢迎骑着绿驹进圣城耶路撒冷的耶稣。
And the disciples spread their coats and their palm branches in front of him.
这些门徒们将他们的衣服将棕榈枝铺在地上。
And according to Luke chapter 19, they said, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and to praise God with a loud voice, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord.
在路加福音19章37到38节有这样的记载，当时的众门徒都欢乐起来，大声赞美神，说奉主名来的王是应当称颂的。
What a wonderful day that was when the people welcomed their king through their city gates with great honor.
那是一个多么美好的一天，那一天人们欢迎，热情地欢迎耶稣，他们的王进入耶路撒冷圣城。
But an even greater honor awaits Jerusalem when Jesus comes again to claim David's throne.
当我们需要期待的是，当耶稣再一次来的时候，他要去再次的宣告大卫的宝座。
Revelation 19 says that at that time Jesus will enter those same gates on a white horse with the armies of heaven also on white horses.
在启示录十九章当中有这样一个图画，以后将来耶稣将要骑着一匹白马来再次的荣耀的再来。
And in the background, all of heaven and earth will shout, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns.
到时候无论是天上的地下的都要去来欢呼赞美神说哈利路亚因为主我们的神全能者作王了。
You see, wherever Jesus comes, people welcome him with great honor.
看看当耶稣来的时候无论什么时候来的时候人们都热情地欢迎他。
He's the king. He knows what to do.
因为他是王他知道要做什么。
And it's important that we do the same.
很重要是我们也要知道要做相同的事情。
Welcome Jesus, your King, into your life.
把耶稣接到你的生活中来。
Receive him with respect and honor.
用尊敬的心，尊他伟大的心来迎接他到你的生命当中。
Let him rule and be in control.
让他来掌管你生命，你的生活的每一个细节。
In his book, Healing for Damaged Emotions, David Siemens talks about Charlie Steinmetz, who was one of the greatest minds in the world of electricity.
大卫·西曼兹在他的书，这本书叫《伤愈》当中，描写了谈了有关查理·斯坦梅兹的故事。而查理·斯坦梅兹当时是电力学这个领域当中非常负盛名的一个人，是一个当时被认为最聪明的一个人。
Steinmetz built the great generators for the first Ford Motor Company in Dearborn, Michigan.
斯坦梅兹当时创造了这样的一个发电机，在当时的密西根一个城市。
And once everything was in place, the assembly line began to work like clockwork.
当时在这个福特汽车公司当中，当这个发电机到位之后，一切就绪之后，生产线都就像发条一样，就是自动的非常顺利的运转起来。
Thanks to that electrical genius, cars began to roll off the production line, and the profits began to pour into Ford's pocket.
多亏了斯坦梅兹他的贡献，福特公司的生产线就如期的非常顺利的运转起来。
And for months, everything ran along smoothly.
他们当时福特公司大大的赚钱，在几个月之内呢，这一切都非常的顺利。
And then suddenly, without warning, everything ground down to a stop.
然后突然之间毫无征兆的一切都停了下来。
Ford Motor Company went dark.
福特汽车公司当时陷入了一片黑暗。
And one mechanic after another was not able to locate the problem.
福特汽车公司内部的这样的一个一个机械师想要试图去找出问题所在，没有人能够找到问题。
Henry Ford was frustrated. He was losing money.
亨利·福特他非常的沮丧，因为他正在每天亏很多的钱。
And finally, he contacted the brain behind the system.
然后最后他不得已之下联系了这样一个整个系统的这样的一个制造者查理·斯坦梅兹。
Charlie Steinmetz showed up, and he immediately went to work.
然后当斯坦梅兹一出现之后立刻就找到了问题然后一切恢复。
And he fiddled around with some switches and a gauge or two.
然后斯坦梅兹到了现场的时候他就稍微去检查了一下仪器去试了一下一些地方一些齿轮一些地方。
And he tinkered with this motor and with that one and he pushed a few buttons and he messed with some wires.
然后他修补了那个有问题的地方。
And then he...threw the master switch, and the lights blinked on, and the motors began to whirl, and things were back to normal.
然后当他修补完之后，他再次的摁下这样那个按钮，重新开始生产线，然后一切恢复正常。
A few days later, Henry Ford received a bill from Steinmetz for $10,000.
然后有一天之后，这个亨利·福特他收到了一张来自于斯坦梅兹的一张支票。
Now, although Ford was a rich man, he couldn't believe the amount.
虽然福特当时很有钱，但是他还是无法想象为什么要这么贵这次修理。
It seemed exorbitant and out of the question, especially for what appeared such a small amount of work.
因为在他看来，当时斯坦梅兹做的事情就是一个很小的一个事情，就修补了一个小小的问题。
And so he returned the bill.
所以他把这个支票又返回给了斯坦梅兹。
And he said, Charlie, isn't this bill just a little bit too high for a few hours of tinkering around with a few wires and switches?
然后他在信中在返还的支票当中同时附上信问斯坦梅兹说你就来了几个小时就摆弄摆弄这些齿轮这些轮胎然后是不是要付这么多钱是不是太贵了。
So Steinmetz rewrote the bill and sent it back.
然后斯坦梅兹重新写了一张支票然后寄回去了。
And it read, for tinkering around on the motors, $10.
然后在这个支票，在这个发票当中有这样的明细。
For knowing where to tinker, $9,990.
所以在这个明细当中，他写到，真正当时修补只花了$10，但是要知道哪里需要修补，花了$9,990。
Total bill $10,000.
所以总计是$10,000。
Henry Ford paid the bill.
亨利·福特当时付了这笔钱。
Now listen.When you invite Jesus into your life,
大家注意仔细听。当你邀请耶稣进入你的生命当中的时候
，He knows exactly where to tinker.
他确切的知道你哪里需要修补。
He knows how to put right what's gone wrong.
他知道如何在将错的地方纠正过来。
He knows how to repair what's broken.
他知道如何来修补破口。
He knows how to solve the whys of your life.
他知道如何来解决你在生命当中有那么多的为什么这样的疑问。
There we go. So, when your life is one big why,
所以当你的人生是一个大大的为什么的时候
，acknowledge that Jesus is your King.
承认耶稣是王。
Worship Him with honesty and integrity.
用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
Welcome him into your life with great honor.
以尊崇的心，欢喜快乐地迎接他进入你的生命。
Because Jesus has the answers.
因为耶稣拥有一切的答案。
And Jesus is worth all the affection of your heart.
耶稣他拥有你他配得你一切的爱戴。
And he is worth all the admiration of your mind.
他配得你全心全意地尊崇他。
And he's worth all the allegiance of your life.
他配得你一生忠于他。
And so, when you're asking the question why, focus on Jesus.
所以当你问为什么的时候，将你的焦点重新归到耶稣身上。
Walk with Jesus.
与耶稣同行。
Worship Jesus.
敬拜耶稣。
And you'll find you'll have less whys.In your life.
然后你就会发现你生命当中的为什么会越来越少。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, so often we wonder why certain things happen in our life.
亲爱的阿爸天父，我们在我们的生命当中，我们常常有这样的疑问：为什么这样？为什么那样
？And we often find ourselves asking, "Why me?"
我们常常会问这个问题：为什么是我
？When those things And those times happen.
当那些事发生的时候，当那些时刻来到的时候
，enable us to look to Jesus as our King.
帮助我们转眼仰望耶稣，让我们重新来承认、来尊崇耶稣是王。
And although we might not feel like it, enable us to worship you with honesty.
也许我们靠着我们的本心，我们并不喜欢这样做，但是帮助我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
And enable us to open up our heart and receive you.
帮助我们能够愿意来对你敞开心扉，愿意把你迎接到我们的生命当中。
Because we know that you are in charge and work all things together for good.
因为我们知道你正在掌权，我们知道你正在做工，你是万事互相效力，为了我们的益处和你的荣耀。
And so give us that kind of faith and trust.
帮助我们，赐给我们这样从你而来的这样的一个信心，信靠。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。